This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. One of the world's most anti-union countries is Turkey. It has arrested unionists, forced the firing of union activists from their jobs, used military force to repress demonstrations in support of union rights, and charged unionists with terrorism. Turkey is a country of 85 million people, mainly in Western Asia, with a small part in Southeast Europe. One of the unionists who was arrested during an anti-union crackdown is Osman İşçi. Mr. İşçi is a human rights activist and the international affairs officer of KESK, the country's Confederation of Labor Unions. Another unionist who has faced continual harassment by the Turkish authorities is Mehmet Bozgeki, an educator who is now the co-president of KESK. Mr. İşçi and Mr. Bozgeki were in the UK on a mission to build solidarity with other unions in their struggle for democracy and union rights in Turkey. They were sponsored by Unison, the largest trade union in the United Kingdom. Unison represents more than 1,300,000 workers employed mainly in public services, including local government, education, healthcare, and outsourced public services. I talked to Mr. İşçi and Mr. Bozgeki while they were in the UK. Mr. İşçi acted as the interpreter. I started my discussion with the two unionists by asking Mr. İşçi to describe KESK and what it does.
KESK is the third biggest confederation of Turkey. We have 150,000 members in 11 sectors. That means we have 11 affiliates, and we are the voice of the public employees across the country. And we have main activities to protect and promote our members' rights and freedoms. And also we do our best to protect and promote the situation of public employees, whether they are our members or not.
Members of KESK have often been harassed by the government in the past. Is this harassment continuing?
Unfortunately, this is the case even today, because KESK is a critical confederation of governmental policies since the very beginning of its foundation. We do our best to protect our members' rights and freedoms, and we ask quality public services for all, and we ask better working conditions for our members and for all public employees. As a result of our critical activities and our actions, governments are not happy with us and they put us under pressure. There are administrative and judicial harassment, different forms. So we face administrative investigations, judicial investigations. Some of our members are arrested when they take to the streets or when they organize protests, and some of them are even in prison, and we face court cases throughout our history. There are hundreds of court cases, and this is the case not only for our members, it is also the case for our executive committee members and our leaders who are organizing all these activities at the local, regional, and the national level.
You are the international officer for KESK, and you've just described some of the problems you face because of the government. Are you scared?
Well, I have certain concerns, for sure, but I know that my activities, my confederation's activities are legitimate, are credible, and are not wrong. I can eliminate my concerns because I know that we are right. So given the fact that we have legitimate discourses, we have legitimate arguments, and we have legitimate activities, I do not fear, I can say.
Mr. Bozgeki, you have a long history of protecting educators in Turkey. What are some of the major problems they are facing today?
Türkiye'de eğitimciler son dönemde çok yoğun sorunlarla karşı karşıyalar.
Educators in Turkey face many problems, including job security-related issues, including workload, working conditions, the pay that they get, the salary, and also there are some problems when they apply for this position. That means the security investigation is a phase that they have to pass. And also, as in the case of other public employees, and other workers, the educators suffer from economic crisis. In this sense, my union, my confederation, is working very hard to promote the living and the working conditions of workers, and also we are making efforts to convince the government to adopt and implement UNESCO's recommendation for the educators in the country.
Are there any other issues you would like to mention that KESK is involved with?
My confederation, KESK, carries out several activities to improve the collective bargaining agreement structure, which is not democratic now. And we aim to achieve job security for educators and also for public employees in other sectors. We aim to get better salary for all workers, particularly for public employees and teachers and nurses, doctors, etc. And we aim to improve the education quality, which will be free to all, for all citizens, and which will be in their mother tongue, which will respect secular principles, and also it will be based on scientific methods. We also would like to improve the curriculum that the schools are teaching, and we would like to achieve gender equality in the education sector in addition to all other sectors. One last point that I would like to underline is that we are carrying out activities to achieve free lunch to all kids in school. This is very important for their nutrition and for their health.
How can unions around the world help KESK affiliates and their members?
Türkiye'de uzun süreden beri sendikalar üzerinde çok yoğun baskılar var.
We suffer from certain violations as regards to freedom of association, freedom of assembly, freedom of expression. Because of our activities during the state of emergency, thousands of our members were dismissed, permanently dismissed from the public services. And since the very beginning of these violations, we have certain sister organizations which are in solidarity with us. We are in need of solidarity, and I am happy to underline one fact that Unison is a leading sister organization, because we have been feeling its solidarity since the very beginning. Whenever we need, Unison is with us. It is similar to the ITUC and E2UC. It is the International Trade Unions Confederation and European Trade Unions Confederation. Together with all these sister organizations, we are able to respond to the crisis, unemployment, which are a common problem in any part of the world, and we also have certain problems as related to the purchasing power. So it is the time for more solidarity. This is why we are here today in the UK. We are here to look for more options and more possibilities to improve the solidarity and to improve our working conditions, our living conditions in Turkey, and this is the solution. We must act together, we must improve the solidarity, we must coordinate our activities with our sister organizations. Thank you.